South Street Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With 5 local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. Brady Daller here with you, just getting the second quarter underway here at Greene County Tech at the 4th Annual Lady Eagles Invitational. Lady Devils of West Memphis with the ball right now, but Lady Bombers with the lead in the game. As West Memphis throws up a shot, doesn't get it, tries to put it back in, and a foul is called on the Bombers. That will send number 23, Kenya Freeman, to the free throw line for the Devils. And she will take her first shot at the line, and it is good. Freeman still at the free throw line, takes her second shot. No good. The putback off the rebound for the Devils is no good. Lady Bombers will wind up with it, and a foul is called on West Memphis. So Lady Bombers will keep possession of it. 12-7, the score now. Lady Bombers still leading. The inbound pass, the full court press coming from West Memphis. And a good behind-the-back dribble there gets it across half court for the Bombers. A handoff in the corner, a drive down the lane, kicks it back out to Martin. Walker with it, pass back outside, across the court to Martin now. She'll try and fake out her man, looking for a lane down low. She finds it, gets a shot away, and no good. That will send Emma Martin to the free throw line. And it will not be a shooting foul, so Lady Bombers will keep possession. And checking in now for West Memphis is number 33, Deidreana Robinson. Walker with the ball now for the Lady Bombers off the inbound pass. Drive down low. She kicks it back out. The three-point shot is away. No good from the Bombers. They get their own rebound, though. Husky with it. She'll hold on to it and try and drive down low. She passes it now. Back outside to Husky. Husky with the three from the corner. No good off the side of the rim. Rebound put back down low is no good. And finally, West Memphis scoops up the ball other end of the court now. And West Memphis will take a three from the top of the key, and it is good. Number 15, Arya Hazley with the three, her first of the game. Beautiful-looking shot there. Lady Bombers now, quick drive down the other side of the court. Walker looking for some help, passes it down low, and a shot is blocked. Number 14, Kyra Penn trying to put it in. A rebounded shot is finally put in, and that puts two more points up for the Lady Bombers. Now up by only four. West Memphis slowly battling back here with 6 minutes left on the clock. A screen is set up by the Lady Devils, and a shot is no good, rebounded by the Bombers. Emma Martin with it. She hands it off in the corner. Husky with it. Pass down low. Penn looking for some help. Back outside to Husky. She throws up a three. No good. Bounced around in the rim. Lady Devils with the rebound. Quick pass down to the other end of the court. Shot is tried to put up, but a foul is called. And that will send the Lady Devils' number 24, Kyla Proctor, to the free throw line. 5.5 minutes remaining on the clock here in the first half. Kyra Proctor at the free throw line. Her first shot is good. A couple subs coming in now for Mountain Home. including number 25, Madeline Collins. Proctor still at the free throw line. Her second shot is an air ball. Lady Bombers will get the ball back, up by three. Inbound pass is good to Walker. And she will get it across half court, looking for some help. Top of the key now. In the corner to Husky, pass down low to Penn is no good, and a foul's called on West Memphis, committed against Penn. Lady Bombers hold on to possession. Want to remind you that your Mountain Home boys will play tonight in Van Buren against Van Buren at the Citizen Bank Tournament at 5:30 this evening. You can catch that on KTLO AM. Lady Bombers will hold on to possession after the inbound pass goes out of bounds. Trying to find a man to throw it into. She throws it down low in the paint. The shot is no good from Martin. Lady Devils scoop up the rebound. Lady Devils with it now, top of the key. Bombers still working the man-to-man defense. Top of the key again. Pass in the corner. Much better ball movement so far from the Lady Devils. Three-pointer is thrown up from West Memphis off the back of the rim. Bombers fighting for the rebound, and a jump ball is called. And it looks like the arrow will give it to Mountain Home. Bombers looking to inbound the pass. She gives it to Walker. Walker feeling the pressure. She finally gets across half court. Looking for some help. Gets it in the corner. A three-pointer is thrown up and no good from Mountain Home. Ball goes out of bounds. And according to the official, it's still Lady Bomber basketball. Collins will come off the court for the Lady Bombers. Inbound pass to Walker. Walker takes it back up top in the corner again now. Drive down the lane, and the shot is no good. She gets her own rebound and puts it back in. Number 22, Hannah Pfeiffer, with the bucket there. Ending a two-minute drought there from the Lady Bombers. Puts them up by five with 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. Lady Devils with it now on their end of the court. They have it at the top of the key. She passes in the corner. Looking for some help, feeling the heat from the Bomber defense. She'll drive down low and put in a nice-looking layup. Number 24, Kyla Proctor, with the bucket there for West Memphis. Lady Bombers with the ball. Walker drives it down low, passes back outside. And they'll try and slow things down and set up a screen here. Penn sets up the screen nicely, but she doesn't have room to drive down low. Walker with it now. Passes it back outside to Husky. Husky with it. Pass down low in the paint. Looking for some help, and traveling will be called on Penn. That will turn it over to the Lady Devils. Lady Devils with it now. Just over 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. 16-13 the score if you're just joining us. Pass in the corner now. She'll throw it back up top. Back in the corner again, back up top. Nobody really moving around for West Memphis. Just kind of passing the ball around, hoping it goes in. And she'll drive down low, tries to throw up a shot, but it's blocked by Penn. Bombers with the rebound. Pass down low, nobody around. Trying to put a shot away, and traveling will be called on number 5, Jackson, for the Bombers. And that will turn it over. Lady Devils with it now. 2.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Excuse me. West Memphis down by 3. Top of the key. A pass in the corner now. Looking for some help. Still in the corner. Hands it off. Hands it off again. Turnaround Jay is no good from about mid-range. A fight for the rebound now, and a jump ball is called. Arrow will keep it in West Memphis possession. West Memphis in the bonus now. And a 3 from the corner is up and good from West Memphis. Number 15, Arya Hazley, gets the bucket there, and that ties it up at 16 apiece, just under 2 minutes left here in the first half. Husky with it, passes down low for the Bombers, and the layup is good. Number 21, Riley Walker with the layup there, puts the Bombers up by 2 again. West Memphis with it now. Looking for some help, gets it back up top. She'll try and drive down the lane. She has to step back out, trying to hand it off again. She loses the ball, but West Memphis will scramble for it and get it back quickly. Good juke move there. Pass down low, and the shot is no good. Down low in the paint from West Memphis. Bombers with it now, driving down the court quickly. And the layup is no good, but she does draw the foul. Number 22, Hannah Pfeiffer, heading to the free throw line after the hard foul. Just over a minute left here in the first half. Pfeiffer at the free throw line. Her first time at the free throw line tonight. And her first shot is good. And her second shot is also good. That puts the Lady Bombers up by 4 with a minute and 10 seconds left on the clock here in the first half. 20-16 Lady Bombers lead. Both teams in the bonus. A shot is away for West Memphis, and they get it. Cuts the lead down to 2. Final minute of the first half here. Walker passes it quickly down the court, down low now. And the bucket is good from number 25, Collins. Lady Bombers still up by 4. 42 seconds on the clock. West Memphis looking to get a shot away here. Hoping to take the lead right here before the half. In the corner now. Trying to work her man down low. Has to step back out. Takes it to the top of the key. Pass in the corner. Pass back up top. And West Memphis looking to hold and possibly go for the last shot here. In the corner now. Pass back up top. She'll drive down low and tries to pass it back in the corner, but the ball goes out of bounds. Nobody around to get it. Lady Bombers will keep possession. Couple subs coming in now for the Lady Bombers. 8.5 seconds on the clock. Lady Bombers still up by 4. And timeout on the court. So we will take a quick timeout before we go to halftime. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610. Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Lady Bomber Basketball. We're in the final 8.5 seconds here in the first half of this game between your Lady Bombers and the West Memphis Lady Devils. Hello, folks. My name is Brady Deller. As the Lady Bombers inbound the ball, trying to get the final shot away, they're up by four here in the first half. Walker passes it back outside. A three is thrown up and sinks right at the buzzer. Peyton Husky gets the buzzer beater, and that is how we end the first half. Score at the half, 25-18, Lady Bombers lead. We'll be right back with your halftime information here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at Straight.